In the lobby of St. Rita's Church, usher Manrique Blanco tells the history, with pride in his eyes and at times flashes of fear. Children, 8, 9 years old, were taken from elementary schools and sent to the front lines to die because of the cowardice of those on both sides. Gunfire into towns from airplanes, it was horrible. Because of that, parents of young men and women were forced to flee or to send their children away. This neighborhood was a glimmer of hope, where if one had nothing to eat, someone might be kind enough to offer a plate. A community built on hope, security, and comfort. He tells me that because of his personal experience, he now works alongside Tenants and Workers United, which was founded to stave off mass evictions in the 80s, and now make sure low-income people can afford to live there, thanks to the Arlandria Chirilagua Housing Cooperative. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP News.